This is Fresh Air. We're concluding our Father's Day salute with jazz saxophonist Branford Marsalis, brother of Wynton and son of the great jazz pianist and teacher Ellis Marsalis. As a kid, Branford spent more time listening to Elton John and Led Zeppelin than he did checking out the music that his dad was into. But Branford now has a long string of jazz albums to his name, as well as some genre-busting efforts, including his group Buckshot LaFunk, which combines jazz and hip-hop. In the pop world, he's performed with Sting, The Dead, and Bruce Hornsby, and for a few years led Jay Leno's Tonight Show band. Terry spoke with Branford in 2002.
You grew up in what is now America's probably most famous jazz family, the Marsalis family. Your father, Ellis Marsalis, is a pianist. When you were growing up liking the pop music that you liked, did you feel about his music the way, say, I felt about my father's old Benny Goodman records?
I felt about my father's music the way that my next-door neighbor felt about his father, the chauffeur driver. That was just what he did.
Uh-huh.
How did you feel about your father's
Benny Goodman records? Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't. I really disliked them until I got much older. Well, in my 20s, anyways.
Jazz is not for kids. And I know there's an argument. My brother says jazz can be for kids. I don't think jazz has a level of sophistication that's just way too hip for kids. It's not a music for kids, and it certainly wasn't a music for me. But it wasn't like he'd play him and I'd go, arr! I would just leave the room.
He just didn't care.
And turn on the television in the other room until it was my turn to listen to my music. And then I'd put on Cheech and Chong and Elton John and James Brown and whatever I wanted to put on. And my father would stay out. And then when James Brown came on, he'd come in and say, yeah, kid, yeah, Jack, I like that. And then he would always dance to it. When he danced to it, he would snap his fingers on 2 and 4, which is the funniest thing in the world. You know,
that's great.
You know, cold sweats going on, you know. Mm-hmm. Like a cold sweat. Dun, dun, dun. Do, ba, da, do, do, dee, da. My father's going, yeah. Da, 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 dee, da. I'm like, no, Dad. It's just funny.
It's on the one.
Oh, yeah. It was classic.
That's great. So what was your first instrument?
My first instrument was the piano. And then when I was a freshman, when I was in the first grade or second grade, went and started playing the trumpet. And I wanted to play an instrument, so I said, I want to play the trumpet. And my father says, no, we're not going to have two people playing the same instrument in the same household. So you have to pick something else. I said, okay, clarinet. Okay, fine, you get the clarinet. And I played the clarinet for 7 years until I was a sophomore in high school, and then I switched to the alto saxophone because I wanted to be in a funk band.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are no clarinets in funk bands.
And if there were, it would be really bad. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be a good vibe at all.
So tell me, has your father been really pleased over the years that you've come to love jazz and play it?
Now he does. But my whole career to him was just one, because my dad he has two words. I mean, he always said, I mean, like typical Ellis Marsalis fashion. He says, yeah, man, you know, you and Wynton are interesting because, see, Wynton's a concrete sequential and you're a random abstract. I actually named a record Random Abstract because he was saying, I said, what are you talking about, man? Just talk to me like I'm your son. What's this concrete sequential crap, you know? And he went through it, you know, Wynton does things like A, B, C, D, E, F, and you're like A, F, B, Z. And he just didn't understand that because if you have to really, he's a concrete sequential. So it just seemed like, it seemed just rampant, just like a pell-mell kind of thing. Like, what in the hell is he doing? I mean, I just confused the hell out of my poor dad.
Branford Marsalis, speaking to Terry Gross in 2002, he concludes our special Father's Day salute. So on behalf of fathers everywhere and of daughters and sons who love them, happy Father's Day this weekend. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.